no one ever tells the truth 100%. No matter, there's, you know, like your side, somebody else's side, and then there's the truth, truth.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
It's just gone 5 a.m. on Monday, the 11th of April, 2022, and I am no longer in London. I am in Fairfax County, Virginia, outside the court building where it's all going to happen. Depp v. Heard is due to get underway. Well, it's jury selection today and the trial will properly start tomorrow, so we're not expecting a huge amount of fireworks on the first official day of the trial, but I thought it made sense to get here nice and early and see what was going on. A massive thank you to everyone who crowdfunded, put their hands in their pockets and paid for me to get over here. Basically, without you, I wouldn't be able to do this. So my plan is to be first in the queue to get into the overflow court to watch some jury selection and then just keep feeding you information as and when I get it. But I'm very, very pleased to be here. Ask me about it in 2 hours time though and I might give you a different answer. This is exciting. This is Tasha.
This is Hello, terrifying. Tasha. Hello, Nick.
The first fan to turn up for this trial.
I don't know what that says about me, but here I am.
It's dark. It's not much is going on, is it?
Not a whole lot. Less than I thought.
A couple of TV crews.
And me. And you.
Yeah, and here we are, making friends already.
Yes.
So tell me, what's your interest in this trial, Tasha?
I think you got a really bad rap in the beginning.
Yeah.
And people were quick to just believe everything that was said, and then more and more and more came out, and people just want to see what happens, and they want to see him be okay.
So you're a Johnny Depp fan?
Yes.
And how long have you been a Johnny Depp fan?
I'll show my age, like 28 years maybe.
So are you local to this area?
No, I'm from Colorado.
Whoa, you flew all the way in from
no,
there?
No, I drove.
You drove?
I drove from Reno, actually.
My God. So how long has that taken you?
Longer than I wish to disclose.
Yeah. How long are you going to be here for?
Till it's done. Till it's over.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, never,
so
I suppose.
What's the outcome that you want to see from this trial?
I hope he finds some kind of peace with this, because it seemed like he went through some shit.
Do you have any doubt in your mind about everything, especially given the way that the UK trial went?
Doubt about what the verdict might be, or doubt about the truth of it?
Doubt about the truth of it.
No one ever tells the truth 100%. No matter, there's, you know, like your side, somebody else's side, and then there's the truth, truth. And when there's so many things happening, and it's been happening for so long, it's hard even for yourself to look back and say, I know exactly what happened, because memory doesn't work like that.
And then dawn began to break, and we joined the queue to get our wristbands.
I'm here for Johnny. We love Johnny. We support him. We believe in him. We know he's innocent.
We've met him a number of times at concerts and venues, you know, premieres. And we've also talked to him. And we just don't think that any of this stuff is true.
We know better. We know him.
Having got our wristbands and gone inside to warm up, we then went back outside to witness the exciting moment Johnny Depp's legal team walked into the building. For nearly 5 long hours, with a break for lunch, the judge refereed jury selection. And then it was all over.
So day one of Depp v. Heard is now finished, and what have we learned? That the jury selection process in these trials is very, very thorough indeed, and it bends over backwards to be as fair as possible. The judge, as you would expect for the chief judge, is very much in charge of her court, penny as karate. And the senior counsel, or as they say in America, senior attorney for Amber Heard's side was the one that was quizzing the jurors, whereas there was a more junior attorney, not Benjamin Chu, quizzing the potential jurors until they very quickly actually whittled them down from 60 to 11. There are going to be 7 jurors who actually end up taking the decision on the trial, but they don't know which 7 they are. 4 are selected randomly, and then they're told at the end of 6 weeks of evidence that they're not actually going to be making any final decisions on that. I think there are logistical reasons for putting that rule in place, but it does seem rather cruel.
I thought that the judge seemed very impartial, very fair, didn't lean one way or the other. I think that the jurors seemed fairly honest. And the line of questioning from both sides, you can definitely tell the direction in the argument on one side versus the other. Johnny's side seemed more general, getting to know the jurors and their viewpoints and all of that, whereas Amber Heard's side, they just went straight for the arguments and took the jurors' takes and opinions on future arguments.
Have you ever sat through jury selection before?
Never.
What did you think of the actual experience?
Boring. No. No, it wasn't boring. It's actually very interesting. It was a little educational in the fact that, like, I didn't know all the aspects of it.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were in court throughout proceedings. Neither of them said anything. I couldn't actually see them say anything to their attorneys. I'm sure they must have done at some stage, but they didn't say anything on the record, as you wouldn't expect them to on a day like this. And we found out the rhythms of the court as it's going to progress over the next 6 weeks. But yeah, so that's the headline news from today. We have actually got a jury. Day two starts tomorrow, and that'll bring the opening arguments from both attorneys and the evidence that the jurors are going to hear.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard.